All right, everybody, welcome back to another Deep Dives. So today we're going to be looking at a story about a weaver
All right.
named Ilara and her big tapestry, The Life Work.
All right. Interesting title.
So this is a story about a lot of things. I mean, it's about this massive tapestry that she makes that like reflects the entire world, but then it starts to unravel. And she has to figure out what to do.
Oh, so this is going to be about problem solving.
Yeah, and resilience and kind of like when projects go wrong. You know, it's kind of like that article you sent about scope creep and project management,
I know what you're talking about.
where like things
Yeah,
just
things start falling apart. It's like, oh, where do we even begin?
totally. And Alara's like initial reaction to this is fascinating.
Yeah, what does she do?
She totally panics.
Oh,
She
no.
like tries to fix everything at once.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
That never ends well.
It's like that time I tried to refactor that entire code base
Oh, God.
in a weekend,
Yeah.
and it just made things worse.
I ended up with like three times as many bugs as when I started.
Totally. But Ilara gets this advice from like
Oh, really?
this
Yeah.
wise sparrow.
Oh, like a talking animal.
Yeah. And it
Yep.
says to her, like, step back and see the whole.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like gain some perspective,
Yeah.
you know?
So that makes me think about like that study we were looking at about cognitive tunneling,
Oh, yeah, totally.
where we get so focused on the immediate problem,
Oh,
we
yeah.
can't see the forest for the trees. You know, we don't have the strategy or the big picture.
Right, so I'm curious though, like stepping back to get perspective, that's great, but how does that actually fix the tapestry?
Right, that's a good point.
Like, what comes after that?
Well, that's where the sparrows, like other advice comes
Like,
in.
work?
Yeah, the sparrow's like,
Okay.
you got to focus on one thread at a time. And it's like, this is very applicable to your field too, I think, with like agile methodologies and stuff.
Yeah, so instead of trying to tackle the whole mess at once, it's like find the one thread,
Yeah, pick a
the most
thread.
important thread
Yeah.
maybe, and focus on that.
And you know what that reminds me of actually is that article you sent about project management.
Oh yeah.
Remember where they were talking about like prioritizing
Yeah.
your tasks and then breaking down those priorities into smaller steps?
Yeah.
So it's like find the highest priority thread and then figure out the little steps to fix that one.
Okay, so that's how she's actually going to repair this thing.
Yeah, and it's not about, you know, just doing it as quickly as possible either. It's
Oh.
about like appreciating the process.
Oh, okay.
Like she starts to see the beauty in the actual mending of the tapestry.
So it's not just about like saving the tapestry, it's about enjoying the work of fixing it.
And realizing that it's okay,
Okay.
that it's not perfect,
Yeah.
you know, and that the imperfections can actually be beautiful too.
Okay, but I'm thinking like, wouldn't this take forever?
Good question,
Like,
though.
if she's focusing on one thread at a time, is the lesson here just to accept that it's going to be messy and slow?
Well, no, not necessarily, because
Okay.
the story also makes this point that like the tapestry actually becomes stronger because of the repairs. It's like it's
Oh.
more resilient.
Oh, wow.
It's like kintsugi, you know.
What's kintsugi?
Oh, it's this Japanese art of repairing pottery with gold.
Oh, wow.
So like the cracks become part of the story of the object.
Huh. That's really
You
grand.
know? And it's like those cracks actually make it more beautiful.
So I'm starting to think about this in terms of my own work, you know? Like instead of freaking out when things go wrong, maybe there's a way to like integrate those mistakes into the final product. You know, maybe even highlight them.
And remember that code base we were talking about earlier? It's like every time you fix a bug or you refactor something, you're adding to the complexity and the resilience of the whole system. You know, those frayed threads, they're not just problems to be solved. They're like opportunities to learn and grow.
Okay, so to recap, I guess what we've learned here
Now,
is
what do we got?
we've got gaining perspective, we've got prioritizing and breaking things down and embracing imperfections.
It's not just about fixing the immediate problem. It's about the journey
Yeah.
and what we learn along the way.
So as a final thought for everyone listening, you know, think about the challenges that you're facing right now in your own life and think about like what are the frayed threads
What are the parts that are unraveling?
that feel the most urgent or difficult? And how could you use Alara's approach, not just to fix those problems, but to create something even stronger and more beautiful,
More resilient.
more resilient because of them?
That's a good one.
I like that a lot.
So that's our deep dive for today.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.